Good evening. My name is Doug Eason. I live down in Dover, New Hampshire. That's where my primary residence is. My family owns property in Stark and Groveton. And I wish I could wow you with some fancy charts or graphs. I don't have a PhD or psychiatry degree, and I certainly can't sing a lovely song like we heard earlier. But I do have a passion for this topic, and I can really think back about 30 years ago when I was just graduating from UNH, and I had a job, and my parents were like, he's out of the house, we finally got rid of him. And I just wasn't feeling it. I felt like I needed to go out and see the world. I thought about going to Europe. I quickly surmised I just didn't have the money to do that. But I thought, you know, the United States would be a great place to see first. So much to my parents' chagrin, I quit my job, liquidated my bank account, sold all my possessions that wouldn't fit in a car, packed my camping gear up, and I hit the road. And I spent over 6 months traveling through the country. I lived in a tent. I saw some of the most beautiful natural scenery that this country has to offer, including Yellowstone, Yosemite, Zion, Bryce Parks. But I felt lonely. I felt like I was missing something. And eventually I found my way back to New Hampshire. And it quickly dawned on me that New Hampshire has this small, beautiful environment that you feel comfortable in. People come here because they can take a breath of fresh air and feel like themselves. And if this proposal should go through, that's all going to go away. I compare these towers to building a skyscraper, and you might as well put one up every 800 feet from Franklin to the Canadian border. And I wouldn't put it past Hydro-Quebec to spray paint them green, spend a few million dollars more to convince us that it was a new species of tree and that all would be well. Well, it isn't going to be well because it's going to impact our tourism, our recreation, obviously our property values, and it will destroy the future for my children and your children and our grandchildren. I'm asking the Department of Energy to deny the presidential permit. The Forest Service should deny the special permit, and the Site Evaluation Committee for New Hampshire should be looking at underground alternatives. There's all kinds of energy options out there. All you have to do is search it on Google. And if the reps of Northern Pass don't know how to use it, I'd be happy to show them how to. Thank you very much.